With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which gets us back to Miami and Washington. Yep. What do you feel best about? What do you feel worst about? We'll take calls on this at 800-636-1067. The Commanders are in Madrid as they finally get to play a team that isn't headed to the postseason and isn't expected to get to a conference championship game. This is the first time in 3 weeks that that'll have been the case. Really, the first time in 4 games that they're playing a team that isn't likely to be one of the last standing in its conference. And the idea and the hope is, all right, at least you're going to compete, you're going to be in the game, and let's see if you can finally end this 5-game skid and this stretch of 4 games of getting absolutely annihilated. So here's what I feel best about.
Yep.
I mentioned it going to break that Tua will keep them in the game. I feel best about the fact that this will be the first time in a month that they're in the game in the fourth quarter. Now, we'll make our final predictions closer to the end of the show, and I think it's absolutely reasonable to assume that a Miami team that has played much better the last 3 weeks is going to beat Washington. But I would be shocked if the Commanders are not in this football game with the ball in the fourth quarter within a possession or so with a chance to win this thing. I just don't think Miami, as many things as they'll be able to do offensively this week against this defense, I don't think they are put you away good week over week. And they played a great game. They got into, you know, the prep early and inspired football against the Bills in their division. That was kind of their Super Bowl. To go now travel across the world and go play in Europe and do that again a second straight week, I don't know if they're good enough for that.
Smell what you're cooking there. For me, the thing I feel best about, you touched on it, Miami's defense isn't very good. I don't think Washington has the what the Lions just did to them in their back. I don't think that the ceiling is high enough. I think they'll move the football okay. I think they'll score 20 points or so, give or take, right? I actually feel pretty good about that. This will be a team that ends up with around 300 yards of offense, give or take, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But they'll score around 20 points. They've done that consistently enough against some of these bad defenses that they played lately. Dallas, at the beginning of this terrible streak, I know they lost the game before, but I'm talking about the streak of terribleness. They scored 22, same thing against the Lions, who were banged up on defense. That's kind of the caliber that Miami is right now. 25th in the league in points allowed, not particularly strong in any area, banged up, they traded some people. They're not good in that regard. I think Washington's offense will be okay. Not good, but okay.
Yeah, here's where the Dolphins rank in the key defensive statistics. 27th in yards per play, there's only 5 teams worse. 28th against the run, they should be able to get Chris Rodriguez and Bill going in this game. 27th against the pass, they give up over 7.2 yards per play. Marcus Mariota right now, I think this will shock people, pushes the ball down the field at the highest rate in the NFL. He is throwing the ball 10-plus yards downfield in the air at a higher rate, 42% of his dropbacks, than any other quarterback in the league. Hmm. So I think there's going to be some grass to be had and some shots to take advantage of against this Miami secondary. They don't really pick you off. Only 2 teams have fewer interceptions. And they don't really get to the quarterback. They're bottom half the league in sacks. So that's all adding up to say, Danny, what you just said is probably right. This offense should have a much better day for Cliff Kingsbury, even with their injuries.
Yeah, and again, I don't think you're going to find a 500 total yard, you know, 35-point situation. I don't think they have that in the bag.
Which
I think without
shouldn't
their
be the expectation right. with the injuries.
Yeah, I don't think they have that club because, again, of who's quarterbacking, even though I like what you said about Mariota, but there's no McLaurin, there's no healthy Debo, there's no easy button, there's nothing simple. Every blade of grass is a fight for them. But I do think they'll be okay. Not good enough. The thing I feel worse about, flip side, two guys we've already been talking about, but most specifically via the pass. This pass defense is... They're better off hoping for a gust of wind than they are in terms of trying to cover. Who knows if Dan Quinn put the headset on will make much of a difference. I imagine you might see some dead cat bounce in that regard. But to me, it's Achane through the air and Waddle through the air. Those two guys are faster, quicker, separators, better than anybody that they're going to be going up against, whether that's zone, finding spaces, whether that's trying to run man, whether that's pressure, whatever it is. Those two guys, I think, are going to eat so comfortably. And if you focus enough attention on them, they've got just enough, whether it's Parker Washington or another piece here or there, that's going to be able to thrive as well. But most specifically, pass defense with those two guys who have combined for 95 receptions around 1,000 yards.
Devin Achane, by the way, 174 yards and 2 touchdowns last time out against the Bills on the ground. He also went for... a big day, 6 for 50 as a receiver. He had 225 all-purpose yards. He's coming off the best game of his season. He has had 3 99-plus yard games this year. This will likely be his 4th because with speed and the ability to get outside, and that's what the Texas A&M star is.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's the biggest issue for this defense right now, in my opinion. You saw it with Jahmyr Gibbs when he hit the 44-yard home run for the touchdown. I think you've just kind of routinely seen that with speedy running backs.
Yep.
They don't have an answer. With their injuries, with the lack of ability to set the edge, with the next man up that's become next men up, that's become kind of next practice squad cavalry up right. at defensive end. You know, Jacob Martin helps you as a pass rusher more than he does against the run. That's certainly the case with Von Miller. They've gotten very little out of Preston Smith so far this season. I don't know why this week would be any different in terms of edge setting. And if you can't against this team, you're going to get crushed.
The thing they do really well, I mean, they do a lot well in terms of some of that Shanahan run scheme, getting outside the tackles with the stretch plays, the pitch plays, and the like. But they make the inside turn into outside as well. And what I mean by that is you're almost going between the tackles, but at an angle enough where that play is in for a minute and then it's outside off to the races, right? Where they get a guy with a head of steam, usually Achane, on a safety or on a linebacker that's not got to turn and burn with him, and next thing you know, it's a big chunk play or worse. I feel like, if you overset, in other words, you're so terrified of getting beat around that right edge and you go, all right, fine, right defensive end, get upfield, get outside, make sure he didn't go back inside, they'll say, fine, please and thank you. We'll kick it out with a counter. We'll have someone else that's pulling to make you think that you're at home. Next thing you know, you're kicked out of the play, and that angled run goes from inside to outside. Again, he's going to get on the edge one way or the other, whether it's bowing out or a straight line and then kind of cutting left. He's going to get there, talking about Achane, and I don't know how they stop it. I just don't.
They've also, for over a month here, been easily the worst defense in the league. And the one guy that's played at a really, really high level most consistently is Daron Payne, who suspended for this game and didn't make the trip
yep.
to Madrid. The injury report also hasn't been great. in terms of some of the guys, surprisingly now, that are questionable that have been missing time at practice, where you go, wait a second, is he playing or is he not playing? I saw Ben Sinnott wasn't practicing after being limited. There's a question as to whether or not he goes. He's been important running the ball on the offensive side, but they've had some of that on the defensive side of the equation as well. Jordan McGee is questionable for this game now based on, you know, the practice habits of the week. Well, he's become essentially a starting linebacker. Him and Bobby Wagner patrol those two spots because Luvu's basically playing on the edge now. Let's go to the phone. Zeke is in D.C., wants to hop in. Zeke, what do you feel good about and what are you nervous about for Sunday morning?
All right. Hey, guys, love the show. I feel good about our offense. I think we'll be able to move the ball and score against their defense. And what I feel most uncomfortable with is our defense, of course. The other day I told you guys that we need to blitz more, and you said that we blitz a lot. But it's how we blitz. I think we have the worst timing of how we blitz. Whenever you send somebody and you have everybody dropping back in the backfield, your defensive back, you're going to always have somebody open, which makes it easier for the quarterback to spot someone. I think we need to tighten up our defense. And I got a question. Why don't we play a five-man defensive line where we got a little bit more outside edge so we can cut off that edge? What do you think about that?
So they do that some.
Yeah, you see that some, right? They'll walk a linebacker down.
They do that some, but the reason they don't do it as often as people probably want, I think, is they want as many bodies to flood the defensive secondary as possible. Because they're basically, whether they're playing man or zone, I think they know that right now in coverage they have so many problems that the more guys you can have on the back end to essentially jump passing lanes, break up passes, the better. Because you're not just going to go one-on-one necessarily and defend people. So I think the more you're committing to stopping the run essentially, the more you're daring teams to throw it. I don't know if that's what you want to do. I would probably do everything I could to dare teams to run it, because at least then, yeah, you know, a successful run gets them 5 to 9 yards. A successful pass against this defense is 14 to 20 yards. So I think they are doing it some, but prioritizing maybe not giving up the home run ball in the passing game, which if you noticed against the Lions, it's not like they gave up a 60, 70-yard pass.
Right.
They did give up a couple of those runs, so be curious to see what adjustments made.
So different way of saying the same thing. If you have fewer linebackers, you're asking those linebackers to cover more space. That's not what I want right now, especially with Bobby Wagner. Jordan McGee can run a little bit, but even still, you're putting more on their plate in terms of some of the coverage responsibilities, and I think you can't afford to do that very often.
But whatever they've done in the last month, they should do something else.
Well, yeah, it's fine. It's fine, too.
I just don't know that there is an answer. We talked about this a few weeks ago with, I think it was Sam Darnold's numbers, where it was like Sam Darnold against zone was 13 of 14 for 212 yards and 3 touchdowns. It's like against man.
Wait till you see what he was against man.
11 of 12 for 172 yards and 2 touchdowns. Whatever the numbers were, it was like Joe Witt could have called whatever he wanted.
Yeah, he could have called a 1-10 formation. It wouldn't have worked.
Steve in Manassas, you're on Grant and Danny. We're live today in Chantilly at Pupatella Pizza. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Doing great. Good show. I'm worried that this could be the fifth week in a row. We lose by 20, and I feel pretty confident, scheduled the rest of the way it is, we're going to be a top-three pick.
So you think they're going to get blown out on Sunday?
I think it could happen with, like you just said, your best defensive player on a bad defense is not playing. With Payne gone, I could see it happen.
So let me ask you this, Danny. Thank you for the call. If they were to get beat summarily, I'm talking about, like, we'll just say 21 or more, which has happened for 4 straight games, against now a Miami team that is 3-7, that was 2-7 a week ago, that has no business beating anybody by 20, and the defense looks as bad as it had in recent weeks, against the Dolphins team that a couple weeks ago got held to 6 points. They've already made a change to make Dan Quinn the play caller and to take him to the DC role with head coaching responsibilities. What else is there to do? Like, would they fire a coach at a position group? Would Joe Witt, who's already lost his play calling duties into the bye week, now lose his job altogether? Or because you've made the big change, is that the move for now? And then you just go into the bye week and kind of take the air out of the ball and hope everybody gets less angry as the days go on.
Yeah, I think it's that. I think they're reluctant. They want to stay the course, and you know they're using all the right buzzwords about loyalty and brotherhood and all that. But to me, I think they'll kind of use the international travel break coming back and a bye week to kind of hide behind the fact that this is, you know, a complete disaster. The only lever left to pull before you start firing people or you know, the higher level folks, I think a position coach might end up being a sacrificial lamb in a couple of weeks.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.